I think we have to try to get as close to our normal routine as we possibly can. Obviously, the scenery is different, but our approach has to be the same, our preparation. We can't sacrifice any preparation. We have to do what we need to do and just adapt. So far, so good, but I think we have a ways to go. It's a long week. We're at the beginning of the week now, so I think we just have to take it one day at a time. No comment. Fan? I enjoy his work.
I'm sure you enjoy shorts too.
Yes. It's going to be tough on us. They're a very good football team. They have a lot of talent in all three phases of the game. So it's going to be up to us to respond, press the reset button in regards to last week, and just be able to move forward here and have a good week of preparation and hopefully perform well on Sunday. Every season is different. Every season poses different challenges, but every season is difficult. To compete and play in the NFL against the best players and coaches in the world is never easy. And this is obviously no different. So we understand how tough it's been. We put ourselves in good position. But up until this point, we haven't earned anything yet. So we have to continue to just take it one week at a time and see what happens for us. I think the level of focus has to be very high. I think, you know, our job is to just take things one week at a time. And you can't really worry about what happened last week, what happened 4 weeks ago, what's going to happen 2 weeks from now. You just have to focus on the San Diego Chargers. And I think Coach Belichick does a good job of honing our focus in each and every week. And that's important for us because in this league, you can't overlook any opponents. You can't look ahead. You can't look back. You just have to live in the now. Well, knowing some of the character guys that they have in that locker room, you're not really surprised. They have great leadership, obviously. Mr. Rivers has done a tremendous job. And then you look at guys that you know are there that are involved in that locker room, like a Danny Woodhead, guys of high character. And that's reflected in their record and the way that they've bounced back with some adversity that they've had to deal with. So it's not really surprising that they're in the position that they're in because of the character of the men in that locker room. Well, we have to remind ourselves we're not on vacation. I think that's the biggest thing. Guys get away from, you know, home base, so to speak, and you can get a little lax and lose a little bit of your focus. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's got to be business 24 hours around the clock, but at the same time, we're not out here for fun, leisure, et cetera. We're out here to take care of our business, and I think we have to remember that every day. Well, I think there are a lot of things about our current setup that remind you of your younger days of football coming up as, you know, through the youth ranks, but at the end of the day, it's still football. We still have a job to do. And, you know, we'll enjoy the week together as we work towards a common goal.